Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Now, tomorrow is International Day of People with Disability, and I want to focus heavily on that. And joining me, my next guest, his name is Ben Pettingill. He's a disability and inclusion expert from Get Skills Access. Now, I cannot wait for this because he's the head of the Sports for All program too, which promotes the inclusion in sport for people of all abilities. I think this is wonderful. And Ben, what an amazing bloke this man is. Ben, thank you for your time and appreciate it this afternoon. How are you, first of all, mate?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
No, I appreciate it. Look, I know tomorrow is the focus internationally for people with disabilities, but they should be the focus every day of the week, shouldn't they? And it is improving that way.
It is definitely getting there. Like you say, there's the one day, which is pretty much like our birthday each year that we look forward to and we celebrate. But I think you're exactly right when you do say it is becoming more and more at the front of people's minds and on people's radars to sort of work towards being more inclusive as a society and a country, which is really exciting.
Now, Ben, you lost your 98% of your eyesight overnight when you were 16.
I sure did.
Wow. Obviously a shock to you, but what a change in life you had to endure at such a young age.
Yeah, it was a pretty full-on time. So to give you a little bit of an insight into what that was like, pretty typical upbringing, loved sport, typical 16-year-old teenager that every chance I got, I was outdoors, basketball, footy, cricket, you name it, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I was literally sitting up the back of my classroom one day at school, looking at the diagram that the teacher was drawing on the board up the front. And as I took a closer look at it, something didn't seem quite right about it. It was a tiny, tiny little bit blurry. I could still make out the diagram, but it was similar to when you look at the sun or a bright light for a couple of seconds too long. Then when you look away, it's just that little bit hazy for a split second. That's similar to what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had that gut instinct that something wasn't quite right. Went to my parents. We ended up at the I&E Hospital in Melbourne getting it all checked out. And they kept me in overnight just to do some further testing. And when I woke up in the morning, I opened my eyes and I'd lost 98% of my eyesight. Like you said, I couldn't see the TV at the end of my bed. I couldn't see the bedside table beside me to check the time. And I couldn't even see my hand when I held that up in front of my face. So they did a lot more testing and eventually discovered that it was a rare genetic syndrome that was incurable. It would never be fixed and that I was going to be blind for life. And as you can imagine, at that point in time, I thought it was going to crush a lot of my childhood hopes and dreams. I thought it was going to limit my life in so many ways. And being given that label of disabled and having to live with a disability, what was that going to mean? And there was so much uncertainty, so many challenges that were attached to living with a disability. But over the last 10 years, I've been able to sort of, not necessarily defy the odds. I don't like to sort of use those words, but not conform to what we used to think people with disabilities were capable of, and really, really push the boundaries and push the limits and just find different ways around challenges and not letting disability limit my life in any way.
You're a classic role model for people with disabilities. For example, water skiing with the direction through an earpiece. I mean, that's amazing.
It is. It is amazing, and it's something that I can't take all the credit for by any means, because water skiing for me now is a team effort, and I have to give credit when credit's due, and I'll give that to my old man. My dad was absolutely fantastic when I first lost my eyesight and said, "Ben, just because you can't see doesn't mean we're going to stop doing things that you love. We're going to find different ways of doing it." And he found this helmet that's waterproof that he was connected to a radio. He could talk to me through, describe when there were waves coming, where there were when the boat was turning, when I had to go left or right, all of those sort of directions. There's a lot of trust involved. And it's also allowed me and provided me with the opportunity to not just get back to water skiing as a hobby, but actually water ski competitively in water ski racing around the country in races such as the Southern 80, which is one of the fastest races in the entire world.
Yeah, it's incredible. You coach basketball teams without being able to see the ball, and you've trekked the Kokoda track. What was that like? Grueling, I'd say.
That was by far one of the hardest things I've ever done, but also one of the best. As borders open up, I can definitely recommend any Australian to do it. Put it on your bucket list. It was always on mine. I thought it was going to be impossible once I lost my eyesight. And turns out, now that I've done it twice in the last 3 years, that it absolutely isn't impossible. I just had to do it differently, and I had to get every single step across that journey through the jungle described to me down to bend your next steps with your left foot, 30 centimetres high, 45 degrees, up over a tree root, down onto a rock. And then multiply that by 96 kilometres, and it's a bloody long trip.
Oh, mate, that's incredible. I'm just in awe of what you've done. And you're also the head of the Sports for All program at Get Skilled Access, which I talked about at the start of it, which promotes the inclusion in sport for people of all abilities. This is wonderful. I mean, this is something very close to my heart. I think it's great. Tell us about the Sports for All program, though.
Absolutely. It's a really exciting program, Sport for All. And the whole team at Get Skilled Access are really, really passionate and excited about the possibilities that it's going to bring to all Australians living with disability. But not only that, the benefits that we'll bring to schools and grassroots sporting clubs around the country. The big reason and the purpose behind Sport for All is to enable people with disabilities to have choice and control. I think back to even only 10 years ago, which in the big scheme of things isn't a long time. When I first lost my eyesight, I was getting pushed and directed into these disability-specific sports. Because you're blind, well, your only options now, Ben, are blind sports. You have to play either blind cricket or goalball, and those sports are fantastic if that's what the person with disability chooses to do. But mainstream sport and being involved in mainstream sport, whether it's from a playing perspective or whether it's participating in administration, coaching, volunteering, whatever that is, that hasn't been a choice for people with disability in mainstream sport, and that's what we want to change. We want to empower schools in their sporting programs. We want to empower and enable local sporting clubs at a mainstream level to have the skills and the confidence to welcome anyone with a disability, no matter who they are, into their club and find a role that works for them.
And is this open to schools and clubs here in Tasmania?
Absolutely. It's a national program, and we're very lucky that it's been funded by the federal government. So it is absolutely free for, there's no cost involved for schools and local sporting clubs. The biggest thing being International Day of People with Disability tomorrow is to jump onto the Sport for All website and just have a read about the program, what's involved, and all the training is delivered online by real-life people with real-life disabilities like myself, involved in sport, which is sort of makes it all the more relatable and really enhances the learning, I feel. You're not just hearing someone talk about disability, you're hearing it from people with disability.
Yes.
It's really important. We believe that it gets skilled access. And, yeah, so jump onto the Sport for a website, have a read, and just register your interest. Make your commitment that in 2021, considering that a lot of us have had interrupted years in sport and school, that I feel that sport being ingrained in Australian culture is going to be bigger and better in 2021, and so should inclusion in sport be.
Ben, you're an incredible, incredible bloke, and congratulations on what you're doing with the Sports for All program, and keep up the great work, mate, and you're loving and living life to the fullest, and it's just inspiring for everyone else out there listening, that is for sure. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much for having me, and like you said, happy International Day of People with Disability.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.